Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're doing.
Hey, it was a family deal, and winning the owner's championship is a huge deal for us. Ty's dad's name, Coy, was over the door with my other son, JD. And so Eric came to us 22 years ago, okay, when JD found him. And so it's a family thing. It's young. Young life is telling people about Jesus, so we're going to let young people do the talking. Take care of him.
I guess that's the excuse. I got to do the talking now.
Do you want to do the moderating, Coach?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was great. Great way to kick it off. If you have a question for Ty, please raise your hand, and we'll start with John.
John, Newby Fan Buzz. Two questions for you. This is kind of becoming a habit. So are you getting used to the owners winning press conferences?
Yeah. Well, it's been, first of all, a great last 2 weeks, right? We had the Taylor Gray win and then now the owners championship. So it's super cool. You know, and I also, this is a family business. And I grew up in it and came into the racetrack. So it means a lot to me. And, you know, I want to be here one day and you know, be able to help Jager out in any way I can. So it's super cool to be here and very happy for our last 2 weeks.
And then the other thing is the last time that Junior Motorsports spent three cars to the championship four, obviously different situation, but you won the title that year. This year, the lone JGR car in the owner's championship wins the title. I mean, why does that keep happening? What is it about that team that even when outnumbered, they pull it off?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the fight and determination, right? And I think that that was showed tonight. You know, Eric kept fighting and fighting until the end and passed Connor with five to go, roughly, and won it. And so, you know, it just shows the fight and the grit of the team. You know, and we're going up against great teams like JRM. And so to see that is really cool. And to see, to you know, to have JGR win another owner's championship is awesome. And I'm very happy for them, very happy for Seth Chofka and everybody. A part of the team. It's a great day for us.
Go next to Toby and then Wolfgang.
Toby Christie with Racing America on SI. Eric, you talked about how he didn't stop fighting, but he's also been a guy that is really smart, runs really methodical throughout races. So when he was kind of just hanging around, hovering around, did you kind of feel like he was going to have a little extra there at the end to kind of pounce when the time was right?
Yeah, you know, Eric's a very consistent and kind of methodical driver, I would say, and especially in the Xfinity car. So, you know, I knew he was, you know, doing whatever he had to do to kind of save his stuff or to whatever to launch at the end. I know the leaders were kind of racing hard or pushing their stuff to the end. So I think Eric made the right decision to kind of, you know, take care of his stuff and then go pounce at the end. And that's what he did. And, you know, very, very happy for him. I think, you know, a lot of credit to the Center Championship is Eric as well. He's been in this car for, I feel like, most of the races compared to everybody else. So super cool to see that. Very happy for the guys, and it's a great deal for us.
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. First of all, congratulations. You just said it's a family affair. Nevertheless, I mean, using equipment from Toyota, how big is the involvement engineering-wise? For example, Toyota just launched a couple of months ago in Germany the latest simulator program and helping driver with sim racing. Is there a possibility that maybe in your team you see drivers with not real racing background, just sim racing background?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in the sim racing background, and, you know, I mean, my main focus was driving and go-karts and whatever at the time, but I grew up racing sim, and it was very important for me, and I learned a lot off of it. And the other thing is we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Toyota. Toyota's been such a great partner to us for many of years. And, you know, to have multiple championships and owner's titles with Toyota is so important. And Toyota has so much resources at their hand with the simulator and everything that they bring. And, you know, it's so important for us as drivers and teams to have that. And, you know, I think that's what, you know, shows our speed on the weeks and in the fight, you know, we never give up and Toyota never gives up and we just keep going. So. You know, we're very, you know, thankful to have them as a partner.
We'll come over here for the next one.
I'm Jopper Motorsports today. Ty, just in general, what day-to-day business operations have you seen that maybe could be translated into your full-time driving responsibilities?
Yeah, you know, I love race cars, and you know, being able to be around this my whole life is super cool, and kind of see how it all works I don't really know how it all works yet, but kind of just getting a feel for it throughout my whole career and my whole life at JGR. And so I love it, and I respect this team so much, but I also love it and have a passion for it, as my whole family does. It's a full family ran business, and there's so much behind the scenes that, you know, obviously none of us see, and how hard everybody works. And so it's just super cool. Super cool to see, you know, go pull up to the shop earlier in the morning when I think I'm getting there early, and to see my mom and my grandfather there, you know, hours before anybody else is. I think that's really cool. So, you know, everybody's grinding very hard there, and I love it, and it's gave me a lot of motivation, but also kind of stood my ground and my work ethic. And but you know, it's super cool, and I'm very, very thankful to, you know, be a part of it, and to, you know, I've been around it my whole life.
Go up here.
Andrew Hazlett, Blaze Radio. Ty, you did one race in this car in Mexico City. So how does it feel to be a part of the owner, but part of the driver too, to win this championship?
Yeah. I had my one round in Mexico this year. So it was a good time. We were really fast, but, you know, super cool. You know, I'm a little part of this, but I'm very thankful for everybody, and I'm very happy and proud for everybody at JGR, and all the men and women back there, and Seth Chofka, all the engineers. And I know Seth's been working so hard, and I'm so happy for Seth, you know, I'm very proud of him, and to see him kind of grow up. He was my lead engineer in 2023 in my rookie year in my Cup Series, and now is the full-time gig here for the last 2 years. So to see him win owner's championship is awesome. Very proud of Seth. I think the world of Seth, and you know, how hard he works, and how he carries the team and everything. And it's super cool. You know, JGR is one family, and to kind of see it all win and how pumped everybody is awesome. And yeah, super cool. Super happy for everybody. It's a good day.
Ethan Ignatovsky, also with Blaze Radio. Winning the Xfinity Series Championship as a driver and now as an owner, I don't know if anyone else can say that. What does that just mean to you?
Dale Jr. can say it, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it's super cool, you know, and for us to have a great day here is awesome. And you know, the hard work and determination by Eric to, you know, kind of get back past 88 at the end is really cool, and very, very good move by him. And yeah, it's a great day for JGR and for everybody there. The show, you know, shows how hard everybody works, and is super cool. Very thankful for our partners, Young Life, Toyota, and everything in this whole deal.
Any other questions for Ty? All right. Well, congratulations, Ty, on this championship.
Appreciate it.